Balazar is a sprawling desert metropolis, known for its three towering rings that encircle the city. The outermost ring is home to the city's bustling marketplaces and bazaars, where merchants and traders from all over the world come to sell their wares. The second ring is where the city's temple districts reside. All manner of faiths are practiced here. The middle ring is where the elite reside, with grand palaces and opulent gardens lining the streets. But the true jewel of Balazar is the Sky District, a floating city district that hangs above the center of the city, anchored to the outer walls by massive chains. Torbera and her companions, Marley, Alera, and Peak, stood in awe at the base of the colossal chains that anchored the Sky District to the outer walls. The chains, adorned with intricate runes, pulsed with an otherworldly energy. The Minister's Council was vital to their mission. They needed his guidance to address the perilous incursions into Sloan. A series of ornate, magically enhanced elevators awaited them. Torbera grasped her staff tightly. Her long Harrigan ears twitched with anticipation as they stepped inside. The enchantment activated, and the elevators began their ascent, their movements smooth and silent. As they rose, Torbera couldn't help but feel a mixture of excitement and apprehension, her heart quickening with each passing moment. Marley, her fire-red hair dancing in the winds above the city, leaned against the intricately designed metal grating of the elevator. Her golden eyes sparkled with mischief as she glanced at the others. "Imagine the chaos we could stir up here," she whispered, a sly grin playing on her lips. Alara's expression grew stern as she locked eyes with Marley, her voice firm. "Our focus is on stopping the incursions, Marley, not causing more trouble," she asserted, her determination evident. Meanwhile, Peak's eyes widened in awe as they ascended further. The sheer spectacle of the Sky District unfolded before her, and she couldn't contain her wonder. The vibrant colors of the floating city, the shimmering magical currents intertwined with the wind. It was a sight that stirred a sense of childlike amazement within her. Her home in Nymora was beautiful, but this was something entirely different. Finally, the elevators reached their destination, and the ladies stepped onto the landing platform of the Sky District. Streets hummed with activity, adorned with grand architecture and bustling market stalls. They navigated through the crowds, their determined strides guiding them towards the minister's chambers. Torbera's heart swelled with a purpose as they approached the council's hall. She knew their mission was of the utmost importance, and she hoped to find support within. The grandeur of the Sky District surrounding them was undeniably captivating, but her focus remained unyielding, fixed on initiating a meeting with Minister Fallon. Together, the four adventurers made their way through the opulent corridors, their footsteps echoing against the marble floors. Torbera's mind buzzed with anticipation, her thoughts consumed by the task at hand. As they approached the minister's study, Torbera steeled herself. She knew that their encounter with the minister would shape the course of their mission. Hopefully, the evidence of the war machines that had been brought from Nymora would sway him to their cause. As they reached the grand doors, Torbera took a deep breath to steady herself. With a flick of her wrist, she rapped gently on the ornately carved wood, sound echoing in the corridor. Moments later, the door swung open, revealing Minister Fallon standing before them. His tall, imposing figure exuded an aura of authority, and his piercing eyes seemed to take in everything. "I've been eagerly anticipating your arrival," he said, his voice resonating with an air of authority. "Please, come in. We have much to discuss." As Torbera and her companions entered, an air of uncertainty still clung to them. They couldn't shake the feeling that something was amiss, yet Minister Fallon exuded an unwavering confidence. He greeted them with a warm smile, his demeanor composed and assured. They took their seats, the room filled with a mixture of curiosity and apprehension. Marley couldn't help but feel a twinge of unease, but she pushed it aside as he began to speak. "I understand the purpose of your visit," the minister continued, his tone as steady as ever. The incursions from the other planes have been a growing issue, and I have been well informed about your mission to address this. Marley's skepticism lingered, but she couldn't help but be impressed by his unwavering confidence. She leaned forward, her voice laced with caution. "Forgive me, Minister, but how did you come to know about our mission? We haven't sent any word ahead." Minister Fallon's smile remained, unfaltering, his eyes meeting Marley's gaze with certainty. "I understand your concerns, my dear Marley," he replied, his voice steady. "Let's just say that certain sources have made me aware of your quest. Rest assured, I am here to guide and support you in this important endeavor." Torbera observed the exchange, her instincts telling her to remain vigilant. She interjected, clutching her symbol of the All-Hammer, her voice measured yet persistent. "Minister Fallon, we appreciate your offer of assistance. However, transparency is essential to the success of our mission. Could you please provide some more details on these sources that have informed you?" The minister's response was immediate and unyielding, his tone calm and composed. "I apologize for any confusion, but I must protect the anonymity of my sources. What matters most is our shared goal. Together, we shall overcome these interplanar incursions and ensure the safety of Sloan." Torbera exchanged a glance with her companions, a silent understanding passing between them. Despite their reservations, Minister Fallon's steadfastness was undeniable. He seemed to have all the answers, never wavering in his confidence. Alara, usually cautious, appeared swayed by Minister Fallon's conviction. Pushing one of her golden braids from her vision, "If Minister Fallon believes in our cause and possesses the knowledge to aid us, perhaps we should trust his guidance," she suggested, her voice carrying only a hint of uncertainty. Peek, ever in awe of the grandeur of the Sky District, slowly nodded in agreement, her tabaxi eyes wide with a mixture of excitement, trust, and a bit of apprehension. Marley remained skeptical, but even she couldn't deny the allure of the minister's unwavering confidence. For now, they would cautiously accept his assistance, while keeping a watchful eye on any signs of deception. She could tell something wasn't right, even if her friends couldn't see it yet.